7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And I probably don't need to point out to anyone that that time is incorrect. Yes, it's true. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that's when we always begin the Dubish Goal Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Yeah, I'm not Hello Kitty, but I sure wish I was. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I don't even know what I do. Well, yeah, I'm the chairman. That's what it is. And being the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, aparts upon me, many important responsibilities, including, but not limited to, pouring the tea. Yeah, we got tea today. What a surprise. Am I awake yet? I'm kind of awake. Mighty good tea today. Oh, we're drinking Gingin May, and it's so good. In fact, I think we might have to drink some more. Oh, look at it. It's just amazing. Oh, I do love my oolongs. Man, Gingin May is just crazy. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. I was drinking this yesterday. I'm drinking the last of yesterday's Gingin May. It's so good. Will I continue on the Gingin May today? Or will I switch to something else? Maybe Dahong Pao. Maybe Jieguan Yin. I don't know. That's not what we're here to discuss today. What are we going to do today? Well, the first thing we need to do is to get out of the car. Am I gonna regret this? Yeah. It's windy, isn't it? Oh, this isn't good. It wasn't windy at my house. But here at Harrenhaven, yeah, it's pretty windy. Well, the good news is I can see a lot of golfers on the golf course across the street. I've run around to the side of the building, trying to decide if I actually want to be here, because as I was pulling in, eight more cars were pulling in. There's a lot of people here today, and that just means we're not going to see anything. I forgot that today was Saturday. I am just now realizing it. Yeah. Okay, so we were going to go to Harrenhaven today, but here's more people. Okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cars plus mine and one pulling in. A big old truck. Looks like it's full of children. Alright, so I'm going to get back in the car. It's going to take me about 2 minutes to drive back to my house. Maybe a little bit longer if I hit that traffic light. So while I'm driving, you need to hear this. We'll be right back.
天的な筋肉の集団野望絶望大飛行なぜけ不当なまだ逃げ奇跡投げつけ
All right. Made it back just in time. Just got my coat off. I'm back at my house, and I'm back into this Jinjin Mei. Oh, it's so good. I love drinking tea. Oh, I've got a good tea drinking day ahead of me today, too. My Chelsea game starts here pretty soon, doesn't it? I think it's going to start during Dubious Goals Committee. I think it starts in like 15 minutes. 16 minutes. Whatever. I can't do math, but I don't care. Oh, stretch my back a little bit here. And then after my football game, then I have my motorcycle races. My motorcycle races are in the middle of the day today. So that's good, right? I'm going to be watching motorcycle races as I eat my lunch. And I don't even know what it is that I'm going to eat for lunch today. Huh, what? What should I eat? Oh, and here's my cat. Pippa has arrived. I could make a grilled cheese sandwich. I could make a grilled ham and cheese sandwich. I got a little Black Forest ham. I got two kinds of cheese. I got some bread. I could do a grilled cheese sandwich. But you know, there's one little sort of problem with grilled cheese sandwiches. And that is basically, you know, because you have to butter the bread in order to toast it, in order to get it, you know, nice and golden brown. Yeah, sure, that's great and all, until you then go to eat it, right? And then your fingers get all buttery and greasy. And then the next thing you know, boy, are you gonna get it now, leaving a greasy mess.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made.
And a mom just drove up.
Give me something. Fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409.
And so that's the only reason I might not eat a grilled cheese sandwich. 1981, Mom might not say, hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just trying to decide what to eat for lunch, 1981, Mom. Yeah, what are we going to have for lunch? I don't know. Whatever it is, we got to keep it away from Kirk Cameron. Oh, and it also occurs to me that I need to go to the store. They've been calling me. I had some prescriptions transferred to the pharmacy at my grocery store. So now my grocery store calls me up. And about 2 weeks ago, I had to have some prescriptions refilled. And I did. And I went and I picked them up and all that. You know, this is my my enzymes, all the enzymes I need to eat. And I got everything. And they gave me, you know, like 2 months worth of everything. So I'm like, okay, cool, fine, no problem. And then yesterday or the day before, the pharmacy started calling me. Oh, you've got a prescription you need to pick up. Wait, what? Are you sure? So anyway, I was actually going to go to the store yesterday to see what this is all about. But the day sort of got away from me. So I got to remember to do that today. They already called. They've already called me today. And so I need to see what all of this is about.
Nyampasu!
Nyampasu! Everybody, let's nyampasu.
Nyampasu!
And if you think you're going to hear some crazy nyampasu remix right now, you're not. Well, you might be. I don't. What is happening? Nobody seems to know.
Nyampasu!
Nyampasu! Yeah, well, maybe this will give you a hint.
Nyampasu!
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 Yep, if you guessed, oh my god, Tobe sampled nyampasu. Well, then yeah, you're right. That is what happened. That's what I did last night. I was sitting here, right in this very spot, and I was watching some TV, and I was watching some nyampasu-related media, and I thought to myself, self, that is something that we should probably do. Since the new OP1 synthesizer is in fact a sampler, maybe we need to sample some nyampasu. And so, guess what happened?
Nyampasu!
Yeah, you got it right the first time. So I had to watch the video on how to do it a couple of times. Because, apparently, I'm an idiot, and I don't really have a problem with that. But sometimes the world conspires against me. So I watched the video, and it seemed pretty straightforward. The guy said, and the guy's name is Tobe. Yeah, dead serious. I'm watching the Teenage Engineering channel. And Teenage Engineer Tobias von something, I don't remember his last name, tells me, oh, here's all you have to do. Plug the thing in, push the input button, and you'll see sampler. And then when you push the button, it will sample. And I said, okay, great, I can do that. I can remember those three steps. So I did everything he said for me to do, but instead of getting a sampler screen, I get this weird screen that is telling me to either, what was it exactly? To either enable or disable the FM radio. And I thought, oh, okay, I finally found the FM radio thing. So I'm trying to disable the FM radio. It won't let me. So I said, okay, I'll enable it. So I tried to enable the FM radio, and it won't let me. And I'm turning all the knobs, and I'm pushing all the buttons, and nothing is happening. The only thing I can do is get out of the screen and or turn off the thing. So I'm trying to do this for a while. And this takes 20 minutes to figure out how to get past this, because I cannot get to this sampler screen, because the Tobe on TV said, oh, all you gotta do is push this button, and nothing else will happen. Yeah, this is how I know this guy is not a true Tobe, because true Tobes take in all possible outcomes of what they do before they decide to do it. And if they are going to explain anything to people, they explain to other people that something else might happen. And if that happens, then do this. Did Teenage Engineering Tobe do this? No. No. So I sat around for a while going, what in the hell? What? And of course, forget anything about manuals or anything and blah, blah, blah. And then I was sort of annoyed, and I was trying to turn one of the knobs, and I tried to turn one of the knobs forcefully, and when I forcefully sort of pushed down on it, it clicked, and the little screen went away. And I said to myself, oh yeah, these knobs aren't knobs. These knobs are not potentiometers, nyampasu. These knobs are actually rotary encoders that are also push-button switches. Okay, nyampasu. So I don't know. Basically, I eventually figured out. Once I got all past all that, then yeah, it only took me, what, like three tries to get the sample right? Because if you hit the sample button, but the input is silent, it won't start recording until it hears something. And that's annoying because then you miss, you know, the first tenth of a second of what you're trying to sample. And if that happens to be a plosive letter or something like that, you're going to drop it completely. So it took three tries. On the third try, I recorded about 5 seconds before the sample came up so I could catch some other dialogue. And then I edited it, the whole thing, and I finally got my
nyampasa.
My nyampasa.
Nyampasa.
Yeah.
Nyampasa. Nyampasa.
Sounds like Renge is kind of stoned there.
Nyampasa.
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 And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, great, Tobe. Now you have nyampasa. Sampled. What the hell are you going to do with it? Well, remember the new thing that I made that was just the Doke Ducky drums and a bass line that sounded like the Devo Easy Listening Muzak version of the Stone song Satisfaction? We talked about it yesterday. Well, I added something to that. And I know what you're thinking. You added nyampasa, right, Tobe? No! I added some lovely tinkly bells. I put in a little lovely tinkly bell arpeggio that is a slight variation of the bass line itself. Oh, now my cat. Hi, Pippa. Pippa has arrived and is now headbutting me in the shoulder. Oh, nyampasa.
Nyampasa.
Which means that we need to get the kitty banky ready. Because we gotta do some kitty business. Before I do any nyampasu business. Okay. Hey, are you even paying attention? Okay. Get in the kitty pit. Get in there, jump in. Oh, that's a good baby. So now my little 8-bar pseudo song, or how long is it? 4 bars? I don't remember. Now it sounds like this. Yeah, that's fun. Woo! Will Smith. All right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha. Hey, there's Roy Hodgson on TV. My game's gonna start soon. Oh, look at that. It's Uncle Roy. And let's stop that for a second. Uncle Roy's on TV. That means my game is coming up. Oh, who's a good kitty? Oh, can you believe Leeds beat Manchester City today? Crazy. It's craziness. But then, because I'm a nut and I love nyampasu so much, I had to add myself a nyampasu track. And now it sounds like this. And we can stop it. And I'm going to just mute the nyampasu for a second. And let's pull up some other instruments. And we can do little solo melodies over everything. And it sounds like this. Start it from the beginning. Thank you.
with that. Let's see if we can get really weird here. All right. Okay, I kind of like it backwards. That's neat. What are you doing? Look at this kitty. This kitty likes nyampasu. You like nyampasu music? Yes. And you like chin scratches. Here, let me get your face, too. Oh, we got to rub up a kitty face. Oh, it's kitty face time. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow, my Chelsea game is getting a little nuts. They've already scored a couple of times. Yeah, we kind of figured it would go this direction, didn't we? But we do love our Crystal Palace. With Uncle Roy in the managerial position. And being as I like to learn something every day, the thing that I've learned today is that it's extraordinarily difficult to play the Nyampasu keyboard while the cat is in the kitty pit. Because, okay, first of all, with my left hand, I got to hold my microphone and everything. And there's cables and cords draped everywhere because I've got my headphones on, too. And we've got things plugged in. And the synthesizer is sitting on the floor parallel to me. And I have to reach across my body with my right hand to play it. And, boy, that's starting to make my back hurt a little bit. And something utterly unrelated just occurred to me. Although I was just talking about this, so it's not completely unrelated. Maybe that prescription that's waiting for me is more hydroxyzine, my favorite super mega antihistamine. This is one of my super mega allergy rescue drugs. And I wonder if they just... I wonder if my doctor put in a prescription, but they didn't have it. But when I was there picking up the other drugs, they didn't say, oh, we're out of the other stuff, and so it's going to be a while before we get it. They didn't say anything like that, which they have done in the past. I don't know what's going on. Needless to say, I need to go to the grocery store / pharmacy. And maybe, just maybe, I will also buy some food while I'm there. What am I? Is there anything that I want?
Nyampasu!
Well, obviously I want nyampasu. But can you actually buy that at the store?
Nyampasu!
I don't think you can. What do you think, Peppa? Pippa's trying to shred delicate bits. I hope I don't bleed to death today.
Nyampasu!
Oh, yeah, nyampasu to you too. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. Speaking of nyampasu and fun sounds, I found a fun sound in the synthesizer. Isn't that cool? I like it. Whoop. It's like crazy boop drop. It's like a bass drop, except it's a whoop. It's a whoop drop. So, yeah, I don't know. I was trying to work that into something, and I couldn't figure out anything to do with this. It's just too weird. Where's my tea? I gotta drink some more tea. Oh, and I gotta tell you something else. Guess what I saw when I was driving back from Heron Haven? Oh, boy. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, you saw some turkeys, didn't you, Tub? You drove up Turkey Street or something? No, I didn't see any turkeys. But I did see a golf ball. There was a white golf ball sitting right on the edge of the street, in the grass, right there. I could have stopped and picked it up, but I didn't. There was a lot of golfers out today. on that golf course. So maybe they lost a few golf balls that we can find later. And now I'm starting to think about the creek around the corner. How many golf balls are down there right now? I hope there's no colored ones. I'm getting a little bit nervous. Oh, but I just remembered something else. Guess what I was thinking about last night? My parents kind of live next to a golf course. I think somewhere in my parents' neighborhood there is a golf course. They don't live very far away from it. I need to go through there because something in my mind is telling me that if I drive on a certain street through my parents' neighborhood, just up the street and around the corner from their house, I will be able to see some golf holes. And I think, I don't know, something is telling me that somewhere in that neighborhood, there's a street that I can be on where I can see a tee box. And guess what's at the tee box? Something that I want to play with. Something that will answer the multitude of questions that we have. Which questions are those? You know, things like, how do you keep a golf ball clean? And is it important?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Oh, I see.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Elegant.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Appealing.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
High performance.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
That's not a carabiner!
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Oh, good.
Order your grand.
You know, because if there's one thing I cannot stand, it's unsightly residue stains on my golf ball washer. Thank God for the teardrop design. Oh, yeah, don't worry. If I go find a golf ball washer, I'll take you with me. I will take photos, and you'll hear all about it on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go Nyampasu and go find some medication.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.